Or did I just walk it?
What the hell is that?
What? Hi, guys.
Hey, Stephanie.
How's it going?
It's going really well. People that don't have very high or really good signals or very good internet speed, I really like to mess with them, and all of a sudden just...
I'm a frozen.
And then freak them out, you know?
Yeah.
Steph, look. Yeji. Yeji.
Oh,
Yeji.
You are disgusting. You are so gross.
You like that about me.
Sometimes. Not with that shit, though.
I know.
So are we just, we're waiting on Amy?
Yep.
Hi, Amy.
She's connecting.
She's connecting to audio.
There she is. Hi, Amy.
Oh, her audio's not working.
Yeah. Oh, we can't hear you, boo-boo. Oh,
it's trying to get up.
There we go.
There she is.
Yeah,
I got it.
Good job.
Yeah, I figured it out. I'm getting better at technology.
You are. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of me.
So how are you?
Bored, going crazy.
Yeah. I think we're all at that point, which is why we need this.
Yes.
So we can kind of feel like we're hanging out with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of video chatting lately.
I mean, if this is the only way we can hang out, I guess it is what it is, man.
Like on a pay per minute basis, or?
I mean, you know, these days are getting. Every day, I'm getting closer and closer to
starting up an OnlyFans.
Yeah,
this is what I look like when I'm sorry.
Nobody.
You only lift it halfway up, and then say you have to pay to see the rest.
Right.
You know? You got to tease them.
You got to encourage the money.
All right. Well, I'm drinking my Yeji, and you can't stop me. Meh.
All right. Well, cheers.
I'm drinking water.
Welcome. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, but you know what? I do need to turn off my grandfather clock real quick before it chimes really loud.
Just as terrible as it is at whiskey.
It makes the recording sound extra special.
Right. Oh, no, that it happened yesterday when I was video chatting with my family, and it was just like, bong, really bad. Couldn't hear anything.
It was like, what?
You know, bong.
Okay.
Like that.
That's how it happened.
So we're just going to chit-chat about whatever?
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, do you want a random to join us?
What do you mean? Who's a random?
It's Becky, one of the regulars at Whiskey in the Jar. She's a nurse at Royal Oak Beaumont, and she's bored and wants drinks.
Sure. Well, sure. I mean, especially because she's a nurse. And sounds like she needs alcohol more than any of us.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I'm holding off on drinking until tomorrow because I'm trying to... I put on, 2 pounds from... eating shit.
This is what I love about you is that you're the one concerned about.
I am. I worked really hard to get all this weight off, and every time I gain another pound, I'm like, ah, like.
Yeah, I get it, girl.
I freak, so.
But with me being laid off and all that, oh, look, there's my husband. He's in the garage.
I must break you. That's that look.
You know, that's a creepy angle, Jeremy.
If he dies, he dies.
I know, that is creepy.
It's a creepy angle.
He looks like he might murder someone.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I'm scared. I'll be back.
It's like, peace out. I don't want to get murdered today.
I don't even know. Jeremy, can you even hear us? Oh, there it goes. Nope.
Jeremy,
are you there? No, he's not. Hello.
Well, there's
his laptops aren't working. His phone's not working.
Here, I'll make up for him. There you go.
Yeah.
goof off. Sorry.
I feel like that's the Numa angle.
It's going to be a call-in because I'm calling him right now. Hey, we can't. You look creepy and we can't hear anything you're saying.
I have no sound for you guys either.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, I just wanted to let you know.
You look
okay. Love you. I know.
I'm the best wife. And we can't hear you.
That's how a good wife sums it up.
Pretty much. Yeah.
There's no minutia in there at all. It's just there.
Yeah. Well, I do have the bell, and I do have Drunken Confessions ready.
Nice.
Oh man. So, keep in mind, I am quarantined in this house with Mike. There's only certain things I can confess to. No,
well, that's true. We're not in our normal safe space.
I am not in a safe space.
Oh, so no drunken confessions for you guys, huh?
I may have to abstain.
It depends on what they are, but I mean, yeah, most, yeah, probably. Oh no. It's been a long is it just me or does every day feel like the longest day?
Oh no, I am so used to getting up every morning, going to work. This not working is driving me batshit crazy.
I love the meme that's floating around that's I've eaten 11 times and taken 7 naps and it's still today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying not to eat 7 times. It's hard.
Well, which I was telling you is usually I'm the same as you, but lately I'm the complete opposite. It's work to get myself to eat.
Right.
And I don't know if that's the stress, but it's like, no, I haven't eaten in 12 hours. You have to have something small. But I have absolutely zero appetite.
Said no woman ever.
Some people deal with, like I was telling you in the car that one time, like if I'm like anxious, like if I have bad anxiety, I don't want to eat. If I'm like stressed or depressed, then all I want to do is eat. So right now I'm like really stressed. And so I just want to eat everything.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, why. I have no desire to eat, but I'm keeping up the calorie count with all the alcohol and beer I'm consuming. So
there you go. Yeah, you don't need to eat. You're drinking calories.
I was pretty proud of myself. I actually did not have a drink for an entire week after St. Patrick's Day.
That shocks me because I don't think I've been sober since St. Patrick's Day. So.
and then I looped in with Jamie and Matt and we were testing out Zoom and that went from testing out Zoom to virtual bar night and I drank 3/4 of a bottle of Lafrague and off we went.
Oh, I'm jealous.
That's it. I mean, what are you drinking on, Jamie?
It's down to there now.
Canadian Club and Canada Dry.
Nice.
What are you, 70?
Oh, by the way, Dave, the alcohol that you've left at my house is almost gone.
That's fine.
Well, I have drank all the Tito's that you left here, so that's you a bottle of Tito's.
You don't owe me shit. I left it there. It's what you do when you go to a house.
He's
you bring
got
alcohol
one right behind him to his left.
That's what I was going to say. If you look, he's got plenty of alcohol. He's not hurting.
I have not touched the Jack Fire yet, though, but tonight might be a whole new ballgame.
I'm good.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was to his right.
I'm going
to
be okay. Oh.
There you go.
It comes in gallon sizes.
It does. I have a Kroger order being delivered tomorrow, and I have like a fifth of Tito's and like some sparkling rosé coming in. Some. Definitely drinking tomorrow.
I wonder is it like that shipped? I wonder what this person's gonna do.
it's actually from Kroger because now I've been doing like grocery pickup, but they didn't have any pickup time, so I had to get them to deliver it, which is stupid, but whatever. I'm not going to a grocery store. Like that's not happening. So
no.
Because again, people are hot lava.
Yeah, everybody's hot lava. I don't know who's touched what or coughed on what.
Oh, no, I haven't even gone to pick up my own beer or cigarettes because he's working. He's already out there in the public. I'm like, on the way home, you're already exposed. Like, just stop and grab my beer.
Since you're already taking one for the team.
But even today, like, I was really like, I just needed an excuse to get out of the house. So I was like, oh, maybe I'll just put a mask on, my gloves, and I'll go to the corner store and grab my own beer. And I was like, yeah, I don't even want to do that. I don't even want to chance it at this point.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been scared of getting sick as I am now, which is surreal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. And this is how I'm going to end up being a fat alcoholic if I depending on how long we have to stay home. I'm just going to be healthy. Like, that's it.
I have had some self-control because I am drinking every day. However, I had a rule, a personal rule. I'm not allowed to drink until he comes home from work.
Oh.
Okay. That way. It really
so,
is.
So he doesn't.
I don't know, man. From work. If she was all liquored up by the time you got there, might make for a better night.
A long night. Got some stuff done.
He gets home by 3, so I mean it's not it's that hard. That's
not bad. Well, Saturday, last Saturday, I started drinking at like 1 o'clock because I built a fort in my living room, and I'm like,
oh my God, which was absolutely awesome and perfect.
It was beautiful.
It was awesome. I'm going to put it back up, I think, tomorrow because I miss it already.
Oh, for the online con?
Yeah. I'll bring my laptop in there.
There you go.
It'll be fun. But yeah, I started drinking wine at like 1 o'clock because I'm like, what else do I have to do? Nothing.
But did you remember to add a corkscrew to your order?
No, God. I tried to add one to the order, but the wine I ordered has like a champagne top. So
okay.
It'll pop right out. And then, I mean, that's going to be gone in like an hour. And then I have vodka. So we're good. I'm prepared.
So by the time your panels start at the online con, you'll be good and tuned up is what you're saying?
Well, I'm going to try not to. I think I'm going to try to start drinking.
I love the big eyes, innocent look. That's hilarious to me.
I don't know how tomorrow's going to go. I can't promise anything. I might start drinking when I get up. You never know, but I can't because my stuff won't be here till like 2. So.
I mean, you don't have to be sober when they show up.
Until at least 2.
Yeah. Like 2 is a reasonable time.
They're right? Bringing you alcohol. They're not there to judge you.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So I just want to let you guys know Cass is really sick and I feel really bad for her.
Yeah.
So.
And she's got like a sinus thing going
yeah,
on.
It's really the vertigo that's messing her up.
I hate vertigo.
Yeah.
Like, I get it all the time.
I've had it.
I mean,
I had it 24/7.
I used to pay really good money to get that feeling.
Well, that's what she said. She goes, I don't even need to drink alcohol. I just have to lean my head forward. And I feel like I'm drunk.
There you go. Oh, my God. That's funny. Oh, sorry. I'm just checking. I'm on 2 things at once. I have to check my my Facebook.
Look at you multitasking.
So this totally cracks me up. So we did a thing, and this made Jamie laugh. I did a thing earlier today. So remember me guys, I was bitching to you guys about the whole like PTO thing. Went ahead and did it today because the principal himself, like Aaron's a good guy. And he reached out to me. He was like, hey, I really want to do this. I'm like, all right. So the principal of my kid's school, we did a Zoom Facebook Live, yada, yada, yada integrated chat earlier
yeah,
today.
I watched it.
And it's probably the most engagement we've ever got on any video that we've ever posted ever. It's hilarious.
Wow.
That was great.
Well, that's
but it was cute. I mean, it was good that he teared up a couple times. Like he genuinely misses the kids. It was kind of cool.
Well, I told you guys through our personal group chat, hashtag butt stuff.
And why wasn't I invited?
But like my niece's school, they're at Lincoln Consolidated out in Ipsy. Their teachers actually did like a whole parade with them all in their cars and just like waving at all the kids. and yelling out, "We miss you," and all that. And it made my niece's day. She was so happy to see all of her teachers and her counselors. So I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, they're doing something in my neighborhood where people are putting like bears in their windows so that like stuffed bears so that like people can drive by, or like they're also planning like some kind of a scavenger hunt where everybody's going to put like a certain like item in their window, and then the parents are going to drive their kids around.
Oh, that's awesome.
Check them off. So I'm trying to figure out, I can't really put anything in my front window because my dogs, they are in the front window constantly, but I'm trying to figure out like,
so there you go, dogs. So there you go, dogs.
Two asshole dogs. There you go.
Yep. There you go. There's your scavenger hunt.
Is that a 3 foot tall dildo in the window?
No.
Oh, that's great for the kids to find.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just a little to the right. Just a little more to the right. It's right there. It's perfect. Right there.
It lights up.
This, though.
Yeah. Put some Christmas lights on it, you know.
A Christmas story for the new age.
Sorry. I apologize. Okay, casting no aspersions to your possessions.
It's a little early for the maypole, isn't it?
Fragile. Must be Italian.
So I switch to Baron Jaeger. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm hoping that just by watching you guys drink that I'll feel drunk, like vicariously, like this will work somehow.
Osmosis.
That would be cool.
It would be
just put this patch on, you'd be all right.
Right.
So I can't remember if I shot this in the group chat or not. Did you guys see the story about the people that threw a party in Rouge Park yesterday?
Yes. I did.
I think they all got tickets.
$500 tickets.
Yes. Oh, so I had a friend who lives in Milan, and she knows people that had a bonfire at their home. Cops rolled up. They all got tickets.
No shit.
$500 tickets because there was 20 people on the property.
What?
Yep.
I'd like to know if they're maintaining their distance.
Well, so, and here's my question, because like I know how, like, I'm just gonna how petty and stupid the ACLU can be at certain times. Okay. And so, hold on just a sec.
Here.
Steph.
Here's your fix.
Oh, Bailey. I miss you, Bailey.
She came to investigate. I think she heard your voice.
I need a Bailey hug.
So I'm wondering if the ACLU is going to take their cases on under the okay, well, we don't actually have a governmental order of martial law. So therefore, right, the constitutional First Amendment right to assembly is still in place.
But if the government, if your local government has put a ban on, like, even if it's not martial law.
But does a governor's order trump the Constitution? That's going to be the question.
I feel like they deserve to pay it just for being assholes.
Oh, I'm right there with you. Don't get me wrong. I'm not. Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, Tobias.
Yeah, he wanted to be part of the video, too.
Toby, look at the light.
Oh, our new puppy has a name, by the way. It is Bandit.
Aww.
Oh, is he a thief?
Because he basically has like a brown mask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stephanie doesn't approve.
That dog is so cute. Deserves a better name than Bandit. I'm just saying.
But now it's Scooter and the Bandit. It's kind of.
That is kind of cute.
Eastbound and down. No. You know what? Sam and John were responsible for the naming, so
that is true. You are nice, and you let your kids name the dogs.
It's, yeah.
I'm gonna get some more water.
Ow. Don't overdo it.
All right, Toby is trying to stretch out between the two of us.
You can't share the laughs.
He doesn't know what he wants to do.
So, how are you guys holding up through all this bullshit?
To be honest, it's very difficult. I'm having a very hard time.
Well, yeah, you had the double whammy of now you got this all going on, and then you got laid off on top of that.
Yeah. So it was, It's been like one punch after another for me personally. So I've been having a hard time dealing, but I'll get through it. I'm struggling a little bit, but I'll get through it. That's why I needed a chit chat with you guys tonight.
Heck yeah.
Well, so
I needed to feel like my life was getting back to normal.
I was really, really surprised. Like how, so number one, when I got all the gear set up down here and could actually run shows for people and that kind of stuff, like that took an immense weight off my chest. And then like when we did that little virtual bar night the other night, dude, like that did my mental health a world of good. Like I needed that more than I knew I needed that.
Well, you're like never home. You're that guy who's always out and social, and like the fact that you've been stuck at home.
I'm not in my safe space.
Yeah, like I can't imagine. Like I can go a few days without leaving my house, but then after a few days, I'm like, okay, I have to do something. But you, you know.
And my thing is I can be at home, but I love having company. I love hosting.
Yeah.
I love cooking dinner for people. And now I'm like, no, my house is closed.
I know.
Ain't nobody coming over here.
I'm going to show up and knock on your door.
I'll be like, you can hang out on the front porch. I'll cook you dinner and hand it through the door.
You can eat it on the table.
No business.
The table on the back deck. You're good.
There we go. I feel like it's a win for me because I get free food.
So yeah, that's
got that Ring doorbell.
I think that's Cass and I, we hang out 4 times a week at minimum. I haven't seen her in like 6 days. It's driving me crazy.
Also, I was gonna say, are you like getting the shakes? Are you sweating a little bit?
Almost.
Hey, if I can make it a week without alcohol and Red Bull, you can survive a week without gas.
That is true. I'm surprised you didn't die for not like
I was like it was one of those things where I was like, oh my god, like seriously, like I literally have not had a drink or a Red Bull in a week. Who even am I anymore?
So what you're saying is
I'm questioning you and I don't even know you that well.
It's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's
I know.
Actually happening. Nobody's getting sick.
They're I'm a pod people.
That movie scared the crap out of me. The remake that they did, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Hey.
He would like to be recorded. My voice will be heard.
See, now my dogs are on the couch sleeping.
Oh, no, my dogs are attention whores. Do you not know this yet?
Oh no. So earlier when Steph and I did a weigh station and her dogs like got into a howl off.
They did. They're jerks.
Like that's literally the only way to put it. Like they, and it was funny because like before I hit record, they were dead quiet. Like there was nothing, and it's like they sensed a disturbance in the force. And the minute I hit the record button,
I thought about closing the door, but then they'd just be out there making even more noise,
destroying shit. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw the video I posted earlier today of Roxy and Bella,
yes,
being sassy to each other. Yep. They are so sassy, and Roxy always has to win, so that's why she gets that like big howl at the end. She's like, I have to win, I am the sassiest. And they've been like that pretty much all day,
dude. So Bandit, and this is I keep trying to remember to call it not the puppy, it's Bandit, is such a dick. Like, so like I said, Scooter has mellowed out so much. It's so good to see him like calm and being a good like big brother puppy and all that kind of stuff. Bandit will stand on the couch and wait for Scooter to like walk by on the floor and then do the full-on like ninja jump off the couch, like ninja jump off the couch onto his back. It's hilarious. I keep like I'm waiting. I have to be able to catch a photo or video or something. Like I'm waiting for it to happen.
Ito, we're calling off the attacks for tonight.
Right. If you can get some cute videos of that puppy is so cute, dude.
I know. He's adorable. Dave, every time you light a cigarette, it makes me want to go outside and smoke a cigarette. Stop smoking.
Sorry. No, sorry.
Grow a pair and light one up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why. So I found them. So this is how bored I've been. I've gone through everything in the basement, and I forgot that I had 3 smoke eaters from Sharper Image.
Mm.
that I bought back in the day. They were in the old basement, and I found those, and so they're all plugged in. So fuck it.
Well, I mean, you can't. You're trapped inside anyway. I mean, technically, you could go to your garage, but.
And I usually do like the kids aren't down here, the kids, but like, and I'm good with like the smoke eaters here doing their thing, and I'm good. But like I don't smoke in front of them. I don't smoke on the main floor of the house ever. If I'm not down here, in fact, even usually when I'm down here, I'll just go upstairs and hit the garage.
Yeah, we're heavy smokers, but we've made our house for the last 4 years a non-smoking house. Mm-hmm. So we will smoke in the basement when it's like, you know, 20 below zero. And I'm not going to go stand outside. But like on days like this, I'm like, I could really go for a cigarette right this second, but I don't feel like going outside. So,
Steph, I totally want to be a jerk. And in the chat for the con tomorrow, Kyle just posted, hey, we're testing stuff out. If you want to join, I'm like, nah, screw you guys. Here's our chat. Come chat with us.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, I wanted to be like, kind of busy, dude, but.
All right, are you guys ready for a drunken confession?
Oh, boy.
Totally.
May the force be with me.
Let's see. So I'll see if I can pull a good one.
I don't know if Matt Fox knows how this works.
Yeah, how does.
Oh, that's right. You're the show newbie.
Oh, that's right.
You're the show virgin.
You got a virgin in your hand.
Ooh.
All right. So you ring the bell. You have to, I pull from the bag. It was a box, but it's now a bag of confessions.
Right.
And some I wrote, some Dave wrote, some Cass wrote. And that one is not appropriate.
I mean, let's be honest.
Are they all? Are any of them really appropriate?
Oh yeah. This one is totally rated PG.
Oh, good.
Your favorite all-time movie?
Oh, wow.
Duh.
Okay. Need a beer, man.
All right, so Steph, what's your favorite all-time movie?
Okay, it's really hard to pick one, but I'm going to have to go with Natural Born Killers if I have to pick an absolute favorite. Because
really?
Epic, I mean, just a fantastically like written movie, acted, directed, everything. And the soundtrack is my favorite soundtrack of all time.
It is a hell of a soundtrack.
Yeah.
So good.
Mazzy Star on there, just kind of put it over.
Yeah, that's the soundtrack. Like if I had to pick one soundtrack to listen to forever, it would either be that one or the soundtrack for The Long Kiss Goodnight, because that is also excellent.
Oh, that was what's her putz from it starts with a G.
What's her putz?
Gina Davis, yeah.
And Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
Another great movie.
Yes, I said what's her putz, Dave.
That's amazing.
All right, Matthew, what's your favorite all-time movie?
All right, so if I have to go all the way back, it's going to have to be Ferris, because I can quote that movie from very beginning to the very
good
end.
Choice.
You know, that's just one of my more favorite movies. I'm dying. You're not dying. You just can't find anything good to do. That was quarantine 101 right then and there.
Appropriate for right now.
Exactly. So that's one of my more that is probably one of my most favorite movies, because I'll watch it over and over again and I'll quote it from beginning to end. That's why no one can watch it with me ever.
Dude, so funny story. I'm driving. So whenever I'm driving around in the car with the kids, they like I always have New Wave or First Wave on channel 33 on Sirius, and Yellow, Oh Yeah, comes on, and so I'm just like bopping along with it, and then I hit the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And my daughter like looks at me with this look of horror on her face. She's like, "Why do you know that part?"
Because that's the part most of Americans only know.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's either got to be God's Star.
Yeah. My pocket all day. They're nice and warm.
I like, and honestly, like just looking around my basement, it's got to be Empire Strikes Back. And if it's not that,
I noticed that, yeah.
If it's not that, it's The Godfather Part Two.
Don't hate.
That's never, a very manly man.
Never seen it.
Answer.
You've never. Oh, I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So specifically, so the, if you're going to watch it, so here's what you got to watch. A&E, and I'm sure they have it playing like once a day now. A&E has the Godfather Epic Cut.
Okay.
And oh, it is
boring. Stephanie, look, she's falling asleep.
No, it's just
I'm good. Let's like make that like 10 hours long.
This is what happens when she drinks water.
I'm not drinking wine, though.
I said water.
Water.
I said, this is what happens when you drink water.
This is a flavored water.
I said, this is what happens when you drink water and not alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I'm in bed by 10.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, so the Godfather Epic Cut is part one and part two stitched together with all of the cut scenes put back in. And it's about 7.5 hours long.
Which is probably why I've never seen it, because who has that time?
Me. Every time it's on.
Okay, fair enough.
Dude, every
we
like
all
I,
do now.
Dude, yeah. It's not my fault. Like, that's one of those ones. So like it's one of those things where like if I like I own them. Like I own the movies and I own that cut, but like if I'm flipping channels around and like it's on, I'm watching. Sorry, not sorry.
No, don't.
Whether it's just starting or it's 2 hours in, I'm in.
Fair enough. All right. Let's see. Who's next?
Jamie.
This way,
all right. This way. I will. Yeah. It's funny. The boxes sit different for everybody. All right. But it would have to be a Nicolas
Cage. Circle gets the square.
Yes.
I think you said it would be a Nicolas Cage movie?
A Nicolas Cage vehicle for sure.
Can I?
I'm torn.
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Valley Girl.
It's either Wild at Heart or Valley Girl. Yeah,
I would totally go Valley Girl before I went Wild at Heart.
Yeah, well,
oh, I don't know those movies.
Oh, of course you don't, because you're like 12.
Yes. All right. You know, so you need a notepad write down. And yeah, it's
12, yeah. So Valley Girl, if I
correct me if I'm wrong,
Valley Girl was the one movie he did as Nicholas Coppola before he changed his name.
Right.
Was he credited as Coppola on that?
What was it, girl? Was it Valley Girl and what?
Valley Wild Girl and Wild at Heart.
Wild at Heart.
Wild at Heart is David Lynch, and it is fucked up.
As everything David Lynch does is.
Yeah.
No, see, and this is why I like the Drunken Confessions, because we had one back in December, and Dave told us his favorite Christmas movie.
The Ref.
And I never saw it. And then I went home and I watched it. And I was like, oh, this is now my favorite Christmas movie.
You don't get to yell. Why? Because I have the gun.
So my favorite all-time movie is, it's a split. It's either Dirty Dancing or Dazed and Confused.
Nice. So pedophilia in both cases, cool. Statutory rape. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, wait. All right. So you talk about that. The cast name.
You had to go there, didn't you?
He's dead now. What the hell's his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
No, not Swayze. No, from.
Oh, the Law and Order guy.
No. Oh, Jerry Orbach.
Dazed and Confused.
From
Game Over, man. Game Over.
Oh, Chet.
Oh, Chet. Yeah.
Chet. Oh, shit. Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton. All right. So he was.
He died?
Bill Paxton. Yeah, he did.
Oh, years ago.
Like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I'm okay.
Yeah, he's been dead for a while.
Sorry to break it to you.
Was he in Dazed and Confused, though? He wasn't part of that, right?
Was Bill Paxton in Dazed and Confused?
I got to find out. I'm going to look.
Hold on. Yeah.
If only we all had devices in our hands that could answer that question.
Right, when he did Friday Night Lights, I took like three young high school girls, journalism girls, journalism students are all female. And so we go to Ford Field the year it opened, and we're interviewing him and a couple of other people, the guy who wrote the book, Buzz Bissinger, who wrote the book. And he's like enamored with these high school girls. And he's like, the cool thing about high school girls is you get older, they stay the same age. I'm like, dude, these are actual high school girls.
Yes.
That's not what you're saying. You were saying it to girls who are like 24 or whatever.
Okay, but okay, you said Bill Paxton.
Yeah. Was he not in that? Was he?
No.
He might have been a director. Did he direct it?
Who directed? No, I don't think.
It's not on his Wikipedia at all.
Really?
And I really thought Matthew McConaughey came up with that that line from Days of Confused off script.
Well, yeah.
We ad-libbed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, I told you, Days of Confused, I'm a freak.
So I just have to ask you, Jamie, what's the name of your cat?
Oh, that's Percy Cat.
So floofy. I wanna get it.
Like,
get it.
Stephanie and her animals.
He's like,
I hang out with
people. I thought you were just like that with dogs, but mm-mm. No, it's all
animals. Like
Jeremy, we always skip Jeremy. We have to let Jeremy answer this drunken confession.
Oh no, that's fine. I just wanted to find out the cat.
I always leave him out on drunken confessions. Because all right, I'm always afraid of what my husband's going to say.
I like The Hobbit. The three movies of The Hobbit, the story they put together. After they... You know, I don't know, maybe 30 years ago I read the books. And it's also one of the few that actually did a really good job staying accurate. And the one that did go off script, they did a good job tying it together. So,
yeah. So the old school cartoon that was done in the late 70s, early 80s, The Hobbit.
No, new one. Oh, I grew up on the cartoon.
Where there's a whip.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the recent movies.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, I enjoy those as well. I'm going back to the old school because, you know, I'm old.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what got me interested to make me read the Tolkien books as well.
Okay.
So I'm going through Return of the King again so I can figure out how to read fucking Elvish. I'm still trying to figure that out. So,
if my husband starts speaking Elvish to me,
you're gonna quarantine his ass out on the front porch, right?
Yeah, or no, I'll be kind, I'll put him in the garage.
Oh,
where he's got four walls
at least.
I ain't that mean.
I think it's funny that the language is actually a real language from antiquity.
Yeah, Tolkien brought it. He did his research. He brought it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
Oh. My cat decided it wanted attention, too.
Yeah, what's your cat's name?
Spike.
Old baby.
She is. She's got 16, almost 17.
She's so sweet. She, like, just wanted all the attention. Mm-hmm. That one time I got to meet her, she's so sweet.
Well, because we keep her down in the basement because I don't want the dogs friggin' attacking her.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, she's an old lady, but I love her. She can still jump up on the bar stool, so she ain't that old.
She jumps up on the bar top. So.
Yeah. Well, my cat lived to like 28, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, every time, because you've told me that before, every time I hear that, it blows my mind.
It's always blown ours. She was born when I was in fifth grade, and it wasn't that long ago that she died. Or no, I was in kindergarten. I was 5.
Jeez.
And yeah, it was only a few years ago, right before we bought this house.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I blame Jeremy for killing her.
That's not my fault.
Nice. I blame my husband for killing my cat.
I totally did. And he knew I was going to because we had talked about putting her down. And then I come back.
Matt had to go get his cat.
She was dead.
Matt had to be one of the cool kids and go get his cat.
Oh, he had to join the group. Aww. He had to be part of the gang.
I'm so jealous. All of your animals are being cute and like wanting to hang out. And mine's just, they're all just sleeping.
Matt apparently
couldn't. He's behind me making all these noises.
Matt apparently couldn't be the only guy on the chat without pussy. That's how that worked out.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Your niece and nephew are about to get shot collar stuff.
Well, I mean, you do what you got to do. I would hate to see that happen, but, you know,
for what it's worth, I tried that with Scooter. It did not work.
No,
it no. Didn't.
No.
He's freaky. He's into it.
Exactly. Go figure. My dog likes. Anyway.
I really only want to use it for when they go outside, and I'm afraid that they're going to jump the fence.
So that was why I got it. It was, you know, it's got it. Dude, the one I bought was like $200 and some odd. It had an 800 yard range.
And your dog paid no mind to it?
Nope. He was like, no. And he, like, even on the upper settings, he was like, screw you. What do you got? Yeah.
Well, you guys know, like, Bailey's like the sweetest dog. She's the big dog, but she's the sweetest dog. Mm-hmm. My little dog is my wild card. He's an asshole. He's going to get us in trouble. I don't know what else to do. So.
Yeah. I don't know. So.
Jamie's apparently tired of us looking at him. Now we need to look at the cat.
We're just going to watch his cat.
That's right. It's the inevitable moment of every cam moment. Show me your pussy.
He pulls out his own toys.
Nice.
He goes in there and he's like, look, there's one on the floor right there. There's one on the floor right there. He's got all this like toy
mind. Oh my god, so sweet.
He went in the cupboard. Now he's going to pull out more mice and bring them all over the house. All right.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
So for those who don't know Becky, this is everyone. Everyone, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky. Thank you.
You've probably run into her at Whiskey in the Jar before. She is a nurse. She needs some stress drinking.
I do.
Yeah.
The only time I've been to that bar, Dave's gotten me way too drunk, and I don't remember it. So.
It sounds right. That sounds about right.
Okay, so
yeah. Becky, we were in a mid-roll mentioning our favorite movies. Mine was Valley Girl. Matt was going with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Dave had what you have again, Dave?
Star Wars or Godfather 2. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Empire Strikes Back.
That's a lot of movies.
Empire Strikes Back or Godfather 2.
There you go.
What was yours again, Steph?
Natural Born Killers.
All right. Amy, you didn't get to do yours yet.
Yeah, no, I said mine was between Dazed and Confused and Dirty Dancing.
That's right. That's something we digressed.
Another undecided.
Yeah.
I like Rogue One or Empire Records.
I love Empire Records.
Yeah, Empire Records is so good.
That's definitely in my top five.
Yeah, so good.
So, yes. Becky, just for you, I don't have McGillicuddy's.
Oh.
But I do have this.
Dave's bringing it strong tonight. He's mixing.
Nice.
I ran out of all my shots last night. So all I have.
She was apparently drinking with fellow nurses last night.
Soda that I'm trying out today.
Oh, I got real desperate last night. I ran out of my usual beer. But Cass still has her wimpy beer in my fridge.
that's not beer. Back. It's just
I broke beer. Down. I drank a Miller Lite last night.
Okay. So Miller Lite better than that Mick Ultra 64 crap.
I have three of her beers. I have the Corona Extra Light, the Mick Ultra, and then the Miller Lite. So I chose the Miller Lite.
I keep meaning to ask her if she likes sex in a canoe because all she likes, everything she likes is fucking close to water. That's just, it's horrible.
Oh, man.
She's not even here to defend
I know. We love you, Cass.
That's our story. We're sticking to it. So, Becky, how the hell are you holding up? And for what it's worth, cheers to you for all the shit you're going through currently. Too. I'm sure.
I mean,
like, we're joking about how high our stress levels are, but fuck us.
I mean, I just got a prescription for Xanax, so I mean, I'm going to be doing okay, I think, with high levels of Xanax and alcohol.
Xanax and vodka. You go, girl. Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be good. So, I mean, it's crazy in the hospital.
I was not going to make you talk work. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys have questions, of course I'll answer.
I mean,
them.
if you need to vent,
this is our fun time.
Okay.
This is our escape from reality.
Okay, well then, let's talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, and I still haven't seen Mandarin Orange yet.
Mandarin Orange, The Mandalorian, such a jerk. Yeah, yeah, that.
I haven't seen that. You are so lucky we're not in the same room right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and you know it's got filtration system and everything in it, maybe heads up display.
Yeah. Mandarin Orange.
I would slap the taste out your mouth.
No, I do want to. I do want to see it.
It's so good. And then, God, I finally caught the. Well, shit. There's another one out now because it's Friday night. The last episode of Clone Wars, where Ahsoka Tano comes back.
Oh, no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, I just started season two of Clone Wars.
So that was my thing. Like the cartoons were out when they were out, and I was like, cartoons, they're probably lame and gay.
All right, I will be right back. I'm going to go take these dogs out because they're crawling up my lap trying to go out.
Okay. Then you should
I'll
do that.
Be right back.
So like Clone Wars, Rebels, all that stuff, I skipped. And I was like, whatever. But then like Disney Plus comes out, and I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like I did the obligatory. I burned through the entire Marvel universe from like beginning to end. And then I was like, all right, I've heard people talk about this. I'm going to go ahead and watch them. And then I watched them and I got friggin' hooked. Like they did such a good job with it. And then I was like, but there's so many unanswered questions. How do you end a series like that? And so like I was thrilled when they brought like they announced season 7 for the Clone Wars, and they're doing such a good job with it again. Like it is that time period between episodes 2 and 3. If you're a Star Wars nerd at all, it is so great.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody I know is as big of a Star Wars nerd as you are, but
I mean, again, have you seen my basement?
And don't forget the message board and all the other things. I mean, you're that guy. It's okay.
That. I'm everybody's okay with got it. Their thing.
Can I change my favorite movie and say it's Tiger King, please?
That's a series.
I haven't seen that yet.
I'm four episodes in. It is the craziest, wackiest, redneckiest shit that I've ever seen in my
That's
life.
That's what I understand. Rednecky for sure.
That's the only thing I got, like from all the posts that I'm reading. It just seems so redneck that I don't even want to watch it. I'm sure it's really entertaining, but I'm gonna wait until like quarantine day 30 or whatever to hit that
to cave.
It's coming, guys.
Like I said, day 72.
Like I said, it's 8 hours of your life that you'll never get back. But what else you got going on right now?
You know what? I still have other things to watch right now. Damn it! So I'm going to go with that first. I haven't exhausted all my resources. Oh,
sorry, I forgot. You're an intellectual. You're an artiste.
Yes.
Well, I don't need to watch the Tiger stuff because we already watch live PD as it is. It's just as crazy.
Dude, I'm not going to lie.
Is on live PD?
No, dude.
I'm happening out there?
Dude, I'm telling you, Tiger King is, I was skeptical and I was going to dodge it and I was going to avoid it. Just like I've never seen an episode of whatever the hell that Honey Boo Boo crap show is. I never watched an episode of that. But like I saw, so I'm like, all right, screw it. I'm going to watch one episode. And but like, dude, that first episode lays the groundwork of so much redneck clusterfuckery that you're like, I have to see this through. Like there's no option. I have to know what happens to these batshit crazy people that own tigers.
They die.
Yeah, something bad.
No, actually, no. So
these are the people.
So everybody's still alive. The two main characters, although one is in jail.
Scarier thing is
for the attempted murder for hire of the other person in the documentary.
Huh. Competition.
See, I like documentaries, but I don't like reality TV. And this sounds closer to like a reality TV version of a documentary. So.
Oh, for sure.
I probably will break and watch it just because everybody is talking about it on Facebook. Everybody's like obsessed with it. They're doing like fan art.
The memes are amazing.
Yeah. So I kind of feel like if I don't watch it, then I'm going to be out of the loop and I'm not going to understand what these people are talking about. But again, I'm going to give it some time. I'm not that bored yet.
So Becky, when you're not at the hospital, what are you doing? Let's talk about fun stuff for you.
I'm self-quarantining so I don't get anyone sick. Okay, before I'm doing absolutely nothing
before
fun.
Before that.
Aw. That does suck. I mean, at least we have, you know, people willing to talk to us through video. That makes it a little bit better.
So oh my God. Alone. It's like, it's making, I have this sweet new mask that someone made me with a Millennium Falcon on it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Or as apparently as Jamie would call it, the Aluminum Falcon.
Douche. I would.
And then I have one with Ray and BB-8. So.
Aww.
So I got all my. So I got the Force with me while I go in to fucking fight Corona and Xanax. The Force and Xanax.
So you're that's packing good. Heat. You're packing heat is what you're saying. Yeah.
I'm fucking ready.
You got the blaze. I love it.
Or guns a-blazing, or like I'm passed out in the corner or something.
So actually, I guess here's like the only question that I want to ask is like, how long are the shifts that you're working?
We work like 12 and a half hours. That's a normal shift.
Okay.
We'll see as people get sicker, if they start making us go to 18s, because we can legally work 18 to 24. But you really don't want me taking care of you on like hour 22.
Yeah. Right. I feel like
cards get switched.
Yeah, it's like fuck it. I mean I don't fucking know at this point. No, it's
yeah. Everybody's gotta die sometime. So. Today's your day.
Welcome back to Sorry. Natural Born Killers, yeah.
So right now they're only having us do our regular 12-hour shifts. We normally work like 3 days a week. They're asking us to like volunteer and come in extra.
Oh, sure.
So that's where we're at.
Are you wearing the hazmat suits still? I've been hearing stories.
No, dude, she's wearing the little Millennium Falcon mask that she just showed up like that. Like that's.
I'm wearing like the self-made Millennium Falcon mask because we don't have the right PPE. I do actually have like so. This is like.
Sorry to talk.
Oh, I don't care. Like, right. I think it's good to tell people this mask is. So I work directly with the Corona patients. This is another mask that we wear. It's like huge.
Oh,
that's the General Grievous mask.
One of those masks is the Outport coming out. That's what I've noticed with the mask at work.
So. What?
The outports on those masks aren't filtered a lot of times.
This one's good, is what I'm told.
Oh, that's hopefully. Cool. Okay.
Hopefully I'm not fucked.
That's their story. They're might sticking be lying to
me.
Oh, that will definitely help you, for sure.
Bureaucracies would never lie to you, Becky, ever.
Why would you trust the government?
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to do this shot. Cheers to you, Becky, for holding on the front line.
Cheers. Oh, thank you for rubbing it in that you have a shot and I don't.
Oh, that backfired real quick.
I feel like I want to send a ship order to her house.
When this is all said and done, I will meet you at Whiskeys and I will buy you all your drinks.
I drink a lot, ask Dave.
There we go. So you're saying
and then whenever
you're in good company,
Dave will pick up.
There yeah. we go.
You're in good company.
Am Perfect. I wrong?
No.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna have to log out. I gotta let my dogs out, and I'm actually really tired.
So you're gonna answer the question, "Who let the dogs out?"
No,
because I know how much you love that song.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
I hate you. Answer it, and you answer it.
All right, Steph. I love you.
Too.
If you give me a video chat tomorrow, I'm here all day.
Yeah, I'm doing. I have a live. It's called the Party for the End of the World.
It's an online Comic Con tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm doing that from like 7:30 to 9:30, I think. But maybe earlier in the day, I can hit you up and we can just bullshit.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Well, it was nice talking to everybody, and also it was nice to meet you, Becky.
Yeah, nice meeting you as well.
We'll
yeah.
do this again, because like I'm sure we're going to be in quarantine for a while, and we all need people to talk to, so I'm sure we'll
yeah.
talk. All right, have yeah. fun.
And all right, Steph, be good.
Have a good night.
All right, love you, Steph.
Bye. Love you.
See you, Steph.
Bye.
And then there were five.
All right.
And then
no one did. No
the
one
owner did. Of it.
And then I'm drinking the Jack that you brought to my house, Dave.
Oh, the Jack Fire?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have you drink all the Tito's you left here.
I have my uses.
Yeah, I have the whole fifth of Jack Honey too that you left here.
I'm gonna invite, who keeps leaving alcohol at your house, Dave?
Yeah, me. That was where I did St. Patrick's Day.
Do you want to come over?
I invited him over and he brought a box of alcohol and I was like, hey, no.